Hello and welcome to another episode of A Thousand Voices. Wow, this chapter is it's unfolding in so many ways that I never expected, but I am truly grateful for the chance to share this with you guys. I appreciate your communication, your feedback, and I am happy to have opened up and to have shared my own experiences with you. And it's really fascinating to realize that sometimes this life that we're living, it's like we are all living the same life, just maybe different, a few different things, but it's plus or minus the same. So, with that being said, I did say I will be talking about acts of love. We are talking about love in chapter 4. And instead of, you know, grand gestures like romance, I want to talk about the real deal, you know, like everyday acts of selflessness and devotion that makes love truly special. So love, and I'm digging in deep now. We are done with skeletons. We are on top of the matter. Love in action. Love is not always butterflies and fireworks. Sometimes it's putting your partner's needs before you. It's taking care of them. It's checking up on them. It's supporting them. It's being there for them. You know that movie Acrimony with Taraji, right? I'm only going to talk about the first part of it, not the ending. Don't come for me. The first part of it, you could see that she was in love. Now, that is love in action. That's a story of sacrifice. Yes, things did go wrong, and I'm not saying apply that. I'm just sharing, like, beyond fireworks, beyond butterflies, there's the real stuff of supporting someone with so much love and commitment, and you have to demonstrate it in acts of selflessness. Then the second thing I want to talk about is understanding unconditional love. I've always been a firm believer of unconditional love because I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in unconditional love. And love stories often portray like a perfect ideal love that is not messy or complex. But hey, true love is hectic. It's very difficult. And you have to accept your partner, flaws and all. Nobody's perfect. Unconditional love is loving without any expectations. It's loving without any boundaries. It's loving without judging the behavior or circumstances. It really doesn't depend on that. It's not about condoning bad behavior, but it's about offering support and forgiveness and acceptance. And it's all about choosing your partner every day, even through the tough days. That's how unconditional love is. And we could dig deep, but there's a very thin line in some of the things. So I really don't want to go there. I'm going to talk about beyond the grand gestures. So true love also is not limited to dramatic sacrifices. It's also shown and seen in the small things. So I'm talking about, you know, kisses on the forehead. I'm talking about making your favorite cup of coffee for your partner. The small details like checking up on their clothes before they leave, telling them how beautiful they look, telling them how happy they make you feel, telling them about how special they are and how they feel such a big space in your heart. And you have opened it up for them to just be in there, and you become a part of them and they become a part of you. It's about listening to each other's stories and seeing the insecurity of the one person and giving them the comfort that even if they're sharing that, oh, this one friend of mine or my mentor hasn't been responding to my messages, I'm concerned if maybe one of our friends spoke about us behind our back and now my mentor friend heard it and now they don't want to speak to me. And it's all about being there for your partner and making them understand or helping them come out of anxiety or a depressing situation, because you can pick them up, because you see whatever that they're experiencing is what they're experiencing is dragging them down. So it's beyond just a grand gesture. It's about making sure that, you know, even while they're sleeping, you still kisses and you wake up in the morning and you prepare the day for them and you prepare a meal for them and you plan trips together and you surprise them with gifts and you just leave them random notes and you take walks and, you know, there's just so much that you can do. But I'm opening this up to you guys to share your stories of simple acts that make a big difference. I'd like to hear that. Then, love is a team effort. So these are all acts of true love, by the way. Love is a team effort. A healthy relationship is a two-way street. It should never be one way. True love is never one-sided. It's all about shared commitment, building together, the importance of communication, compromise, celebrating each other's success, cooking together, traveling together, shopping together, doing all sorts of things together. I am interested to hear what you guys have to say, all right? So make sure you drop a comment or send me a DM. Share your stories with me. You can even send me a voice note, by the way, and then I can play whatever you say in the next episode. So my key takeaway is true love is not like a destination that you will arrive at. It's a journey. It's about growth. It's about facing challenges together. It's about choosing love every day. Day after day, you have to choose love. Wake up and choose love. Sleep and choose love. Decide on just choosing love. Even the small acts of kindness and support are very powerful to express true love. So open your heart. Cherish the little things. Allow yourself to love and be loved. Open your heart. What is a recent act of love that you've experienced, that you've received, or that you've given? Please share your stories with me. I can't wait. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. I love you so much. I know I have listeners from all over the world. And I'm glad to be making this, and I'm glad that you guys are enjoying it too. So next episode, I will be talking about enduring love. I'm not sure if you guys are ready for this one, but I am. And I did say chapter 4, I'll be talking about love and also exposing myself. And maybe the next one is going to teach me a thing or two about enduring. Because, yo. Yeah, see you in the next one.